Peace, y'all. Hello, hello, hello. Grand rising. Beautiful day. I am on my way to therapy. And you know what I am thankful for? You know what I am full of gratitude for? Being prepared. Have you ever had people around you in your environment who didn't motivate you, who didn't support your dreams, your goals? They just didn't see the picture the way that you do. So while I'm on my way to therapy, today, I want to discuss being prepared. And you're like, what the fuck does this have to do with your spiritual journey? Everything. Let me tell you why. When you are able to be prepared for your day, you set your intentions, you listen to your affirmations, you recite your mantras, you put on your meditation, you put on music, you have your outfit together. Every morning, every grand rising is like a reset for your initiation. It is a chance for a new day, new opportunities. It's like being prepared is an everyday routine. Everyday routine, everyday ritual. And it allows you to put your ego in check for the day. It allows you to see, you know, where your mind at. You know, where your mind at, and just get your mind right. So, being prepared is just as beneficial, because you just never know who you will run into, who will come across your path. You just never know. So you wanna be prepared. You wanna stay on top of your journey. So balance is everything. Duality and balance. Okay? It's everything. But the way how my day started, it just reminded me how pivotal it is for me to stay being prepared and don't let anything or anyone get in my way. And being prepared allows me not to self-sabotage. Okay, so check it. I am, you know, I have a full day every day. Three girls, stay at home, homeschool. All that good jazz. Every decision comes through me every day. You know, just about. Well, when I say every decision, I mean every decision within my household. It comes from me every day. And, you know, when I say it's important to have people in your environment that feels the same way you do, it's important. Because certain people around you can be distractions. And they won't ever feel the same way you do. They may understand it. They may support it. But no one's gonna go hard for you like yourself. Oh Lord, I'm so thirsty. I mean, I got water in my bag, but goodness, that McDonald's slushie look good. Goodness gracious. But, so yeah. You know, usually I would get upset when I get ready. And nobody wants to slow down their life to help me get ready. Whether that be my husband, my kids, emails, like nothing else in my environment slows down just because I have somewhere to be. Just because I have somewhere to go. So I have to continue to make the effort in being prepared so that no one can knock me off my square. And I was so happy today. Or I am still happy today. That I had the opportunity to do that. That I recognized that within myself. Without, you know. Yo, that's like the second time on the way to therapy. I think I said this last week with y'all. And it's not like I stay in a troubled neighborhood. I stay in a pretty decent neighborhood. So this walk right now is everything to me. Okay. I'm actually walking past a power plant. Yeah, so that's interesting. But I'm still in the city, as y'all can hear all the incoming traffic in the background. So, you know, I'm just noticing some things in my journey, like for real. And I was looking into the full moon in Aquarius and just getting my mind prepared for it, you know. Not saying to dodge every bullet, but just get your mind right, you know, what's going on around you. What could you possibly be experiencing? And when I read it, you know, I was like, well, damn, this astrology stuff getting more real than real. But it's just, it's allowing me to see a lot right now, y'all. You know, really evaluate people and places and things in my life and how I want to elevate and grow. So, oh, I'm good on time today, y'all. Okay. Whew. I have 25 minutes until I need to be at therapy. And I I left my house like 15 minutes ago. So luckily, I'm almost there. Well, you know, it's getting close. Because I said I wanted to write in my journal. Because like I said, I want to be able to document this, go back and share it. Because I don't feel like enough people are in therapy, let alone the people that go to therapy. They don't really discuss it. They're not saying what is the triggers right now, what is coming up out of therapy. So I'm in good spirits today, y'all. I just helped my therapist, you know what I'm saying? Let me talk. Let me get some shit off my chest. And that's it. That's all I wanted to say on my way to therapy. You know, how important it is to, you know, being prepared. And not allowing even your daily routine stop you or make you late. Gotta stop with always being late. So, as I'm passing Freddy's frozen custard and steak burgers, Lord, all I had was a bowl of cereal. And some cashew milk. I had honey nut Cheerios. I had apple cinnamon Cheerios. Yeah. Okay, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is Spiritual Talk with Unapologetically BCP. And until next time, till next podcast. Hello, hello, hello. This is Spiritual Talk with Unapologetically BCP. And this is after therapy. And I want to say this time I stayed emotionally centered. And we actually got through it today, y'all. I got to talk and some things I got to assess. So after we did breathing exercises and guided meditation, she went over the notes and we started to discuss where we had left off at from last week, with talking about my mother and my father, and with talking about my parents. She made me realize the difference between conditional love and unconditional love. You guys, those are two strong words, unconditional and conditional. You know, when we come into alignment, awareness, consciousness, we are so used to the conditioning that we are under. and the social programming with all the different types that come along with, you know, social programming. But when she spoke about unconditional love versus conditional love, spiritually, I really felt that. I felt that really deeply. Like a light bulb went off. And because a lot of us were raised on conditional love, you know, we criticized each other because of it. We criticized each other because of it. We criticized our children. So, because we grew up with conditional love, all we did was criticize each other. Instead of giving each other unconditional love and redirection. She did say that, you know, for me to be going through all of this, that there was something very, she said that there was something very deep within my core, that I was a very wise young woman. I have a lot of wisdom. But basically, with how me and my parents, we disagree. That, you know, that's the difference. The fact that we disagree, that's the difference between conditional and unconditional love. And that me having my boundaries and revolving that door for certain family members in my life how that really has allowed me to care too much. People have been putting their truth on me, trying to live their truth through me because they can't do it within themselves. So, I am told to now, y'all, I had to pause the recording because I had the right of way in the crosswalk, and this lady damn near about to get ready to cut off this other man who was walking in front of me. And then she just kept moving her car closer to me, thinking that that was going to make me hurry up and get out of her way. People going to learn. Stop rushing shit. But anyways, trying to remember where I was at. Gosh, now I gotta go back and just to figure out where I was at. See? Now, see, just as I was about to get ready to wrap it up, I got distracted. Y'all heard that? So, I am told for the next week to stay, continue to do my heart-focused breathing and do it more than just, you know, when I'm feeling stressed or pissed the fuck off. So I'm told to do it more, but more importantly, start my day 5 minutes heart-focused breathing, and that we will also pick back up with my father and him being able to tell me what I need to do, or I should say what he would like for me to do, but he's not doing it himself. Okay?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I just tried to go
around. You're fine. So, that's all. No, you're good. So, oh, wow. So, focus on that. And then, yeah. See where we at next week. So, this is After Therapy. Spiritual Talk with Unapologetically BCP. And until next podcast episode, y'all be good. Y'all be loving, like, it be all kinds of people. Y'all heard that? This dude literally threw me off. And apologize too. But alright, y'all. Y'all have a good one. Till next time. Peace.